Housing Tribunal released its rent increase figures on Monday. The base rate of 3.1% is less than the last 2 years, which saw record highs of 4.5% in 2025 and almost 6% the year before. The new number is due to a change at the National Assembly, where the calculations are now based on the past 3 years of inflation. But tenant organizers say the new formula still leaves a lot to be desired. One of those organizers is Steve Baird from the RECLAC, a coalition of housing committees and tenants' rights groups in the province. We spoke about Monday's announcement and what it will mean for Montreal tenants, especially those looking to contest a rent increase, or at least know whether the numbers match up. Here's our conversation. We're speaking today because Quebec's Housing Tribunal, known commonly by its acronym, the TAL, released their rent increase numbers on Monday. And at a base increase of 3.1%, we're seeing the lowest increase that the province has got since 2023. How are you at the RECLAC feeling about the numbers today?
Well, there's sort of good news and bad news at the same time. The good news is that inflation has come down, and so it's not as bad as the two previous years. The bad news is that it's a lot worse than it was for about the 15, 20 years before that. For more than 15 years before the pandemic, the base rates were less than 1%. So now we're still above 3%. And one of the reasons we're still above 3%, even though inflation has come down, is that the government has put in a new calculation method. And the biggest change is probably that they base it on the inflation, not just of the last year, but now of the last 3 years. So even though we had really high rent increases already, we're going to basically pay for that high inflation again that we had a couple of years ago.
You know, I was seeing some people say this new calculation formula would have gotten us lower numbers than we saw last year, the year before, which were record high numbers. But you're saying that in the long run, this could lead to higher rent increases on average.
Well, it's sort of bad timing that it comes in now. Like, if it had come in 2 years ago, then it wouldn't have gone up so fast because it would be based on the three previous years. So it wouldn't have sort of shot up as quickly. But now it's not going down as quickly either. And we, you know, some of that high inflation is behind us. And so unfortunately, at this moment, what it's doing is it's making that we're going to pay again for the high inflation that there was a couple of years ago. But it's true that, you know, if we would apply the same formula to the rate, you know, for 2 years ago or even 1 year ago, you would have got something a bit lower. But in the long run, unfortunately, it's not necessarily going to lead to lower rents. And at the moment, it leads to higher ones.
Obviously, the TAL releases their numbers around this time every year, and most tenants, when they see the news, they say, okay, this is sort of what I can expect to see from my landlord. This year, it's 3.1%. For tenants who don't see a 3.1% increase, for tenants who see more, what are some other factors that could shift that number?
Well, the big one is if there's been work that's been done in the building or in the apartment. But if there hasn't been any work done, it's a little more simple. It's more simple than it used to be. It's really just that base percentage, the 3.1%, plus the increases in taxes, which is municipal taxes and school taxes. And there are calculation tools online. We put ours online today. It's at locatel.fo/calcul. You can stick the info in there as soon as the municipal taxes come out. But I don't believe the municipal taxes are quite ready yet.
Basically, if you get that increase, you know, notices are going to go out in the next couple months. You get a number that seems a bit strange. What are your next steps there? You go to locatel.fo/calcul. You go to your local housing committee. But, you know, if you are looking to get more information from your landlord, or you're wondering about, you know, what is going to happen if I refuse an increase, what should you know as a tenant?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, I mean, a lot of landlords, of course, they don't just ask for 3.1 or 3.3 or 4 or something. They ask for $100 or they ask for whatever number they make up. And often it goes beyond that. So as a tenant, you, as before, you know, the way that they calculated the 3.1% changed, but everything else stays the same. You have the right to refuse a rent increase. Normally, if you want to negotiate a lower rent increase, the first thing you have to do is refuse the rent increase. So if they say, we're proposing $100, you know, you have to refuse that rent increase in writing. And usually what the landlord will do in that situation is then they'll want to negotiate something lower because they don't want it just to be no increase at all. So they'll try to negotiate something lower. There is, of course, the possibility that the landlord says, well, I'm going to take you to the TAL, to the tribunal. And what the tribunal will do is they'll apply the formula that the government, you know, basically the same formula that you can try out online, and that'll be the amount of the rent increase. This can be stressful for tenants, though, for a couple of reasons. One is that it'll take a while before you even know what your rent increase is. So like in July, you'll pay the same rent, but you have to kind of put some money aside for the rent increase that the TAL hasn't had time to calculate yet. It takes months before they calculate it. But the main one is that future landlords can look up whether you've ever been taken to the TAL. It's pretty easy for landlords to look up that information. And so a lot of tenants are concerned that they'll be discriminated against by future landlords who say, oh, no, this is someone who's been to the TAL before. So, you know, it is to be taken into consideration. But it's often a good idea, you know, if you have a big rent increase, like if they're asking for $100, to refuse the rent increase nonetheless.
So far, we've been talking kind of about the nuts and bolts for tenants of these changes. In Montreal, I think in the past year, the CMHC, the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, said that rents went up by 7.2%. You know, how are these new numbers we're looking at this week going to affect rents, do you think, in Montreal going forward?
I guess the short story is that, you know, rents haven't stopped going way up. And that's not just because, you know, now it's 3%, but it's still kind of high. It's also because rents go up faster than the official numbers they always have. And so that's something that's quite concerning. It's just that the system of rent control, most of it remains unchanged, and it's not very effective. And in a lot of cases, rents go up very quickly, especially as we've seen in the last few years, and they're continuing to go up quickly. So it's a big problem, and that's why we've continued to ask for a better system of rent control. Because there's even other provinces, like even in Ontario, there's a system that's a bit more universal, and it's a bit more effective, at least maybe not when tenants change, but at least when, you know, when you don't change tenants and you're renewing your lease, to control the amount of rent increases.
Steve, thank you so much for coming on CKUT. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
That was Steve Baird from tenants rights group RECLAC. You can find their simple rent calculation tool online at locataire.info/calcul. That's locataire.info/calcul. CKUT also reached out to the CORPIC, a landlord association in the province, for this story. They did not provide a statement by airtime.